Chapter 4. Caris hadn't joined the revelers, celebrating surviving their brush with the sea demon. She woke before dawn and made her ablutions and brushed out her hair to give herself time to think. It didn't help. The secret was rubbing Caris like a burr under the cinch strap. She bound hair black as her mood back in a ponytail as usual. She'd spent the last 5 days putting pieces together. Gavin falling ill after the last battle of the war against his brother Dazen. Gavin breaking their betrothal. Gavin being astonished at learning about his bastard son Kip. Gavin being different. Then she'd wasted time wondering how she'd been so dense. She, and everyone else, had attributed the changes to the trauma of war, the trauma of killing his own brother. His prismatic eyes had been proof. Proof that Gavin was Gavin. Gavin was brilliant and quite the liar, but he shouldn't have been able to fool her. She knew him too well. More to the point, she knew Dazen too well. That was finished. She made her way to the forecastle, as she had every morning, and began stretching. She went crazy if she didn't do some calisthenics every day. Her superior, Commander Ironfist, had thoughtfully brought her 2 sets of blacks to wear, and both tunic and pants were cotton infused with Luxon, snug in spots, flexible everywhere, made for movement foremost and secondly to show off the Blackguard's hardened physiques. But though grunting and sweating were part and parcel of her life, that didn't mean she wanted to share it with every cretin on deck.
"May I?" Ironfist asked, coming onto the deck.
The commander of the Blackguard was a huge man. A good leader, smart, tough, and intimidating as hell. When Caris nodded, he removed his headscarf and folded it neatly. It was a Parian religious custom, the men covering their heads in respect to Orholam. But there were exceptions, and like many Parians, Ironfist believed the injunction only applied once the sun had risen fully above the horizon. Ironfist had once plaited his wiry black hair, but after the Battle of Garriston and the death of so many of his blackguards, he'd shaved his head completely bald in mourning. Another Parian custom. The headscarf that had once covered his glory would now cover his grief.
Orholam. All the dead blackguards.